This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with Tomorrow the News Tonight as we broadcast on my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe the same way, Gab the same way. We're on Parler as at the Captain's America, and our website is the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from the website undergroundusa.com, where you can go over there and check out all the great things he's got going on, is Frank Salvato. And good morning, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Let's say the pledge. Are you ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance,
to
the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Now, Mr. Frank, I think it's fair to assume that we can still say that Donald Trump is in charge of the Republican Party, or at least the title head person, because of the fact that he is going to be giving a speech, amongst other things, at CPAC on Sunday, his first major speech since all of the brouhaha in Washington, D.C.
Well, not only that, I think seeing everybody making the trips down to Mar-a-Lago to talk to him, kind of seeds that point, especially when you have 75 million people who voted for him at least, being very vocal about their supports being still with him. I mean, all the polls are saying he's the most influential person that there is on the right side of the aisle.
Correct.
So, you know, there's no, if there was any disillusionment over in Kentucky that it, that Mitch McConnell may have been the titular head of the Republican Party, he is sadly mistaken.
Well, you're right. And a Suffolk poll that came out over the weekend says that nearly half of the GOP would leave the Republican Party for a brand new Trump party if Donald Trump were to go.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the reasons why you're not seeing Donald Trump go. That would be absolute and complete disaster for anybody who is right-minded. You know, the left doesn't dissolve like that. You can see they're having their infighting between the AOC crowd and the establishment people like Pelosi and Schumer, and they're not talking about breaking away from the party. Republicans, you can't fracture like that. What you need to do is you need to replace the old guard.
Yep.
And that means in the Senate, Republican senators, just remove Mitch McConnell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, remove him as leader. I'm not saying get rid of him. That's up to the people of Kentucky. But he doesn't need to be the leader in the Senate.
Nope.
The people who have failed you don't need to be in leadership. So just change it.
Yep. Now, as a firefighter, and you heard the words Mayday, Mayday, and you were at an airport fire department, right away your ears went, uh-oh, what's going on, and you were in the middle of an operation that you had no idea if it was going to work out good or not. But we had a major disaster averted in the skies over Denver over the weekend as a United Air jetliner with 240 people aboard had the right engine explode and pieces went to the ground.
Yeah, and you'd be getting your gear on immediately if you heard that coming over the radio.
Yep.
And heading over to your rig because you were going someplace. They should be talking about this pilot like they talked about Sully. In the Hudson thing. Yeah, he did a very good job of landing the plane with no injuries during a catastrophic event. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, his name should be popular today.
Now, United Airlines has grounded all their 777s per the FAA. That's to be expected. Obviously, they're going to take a look and see what happened here. This is extremely serious, and hopefully something like this will never happen again. But, my God, had this happened a little further out, it would have been disaster.
Oh, absolutely. And then can you imagine the people on the plane who were on that side of the aircraft looking out and seeing the engine on fire?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure a lot of them won't fly again.
Nope. It would certainly get my attention, and I certainly wouldn't be sitting by a window seat unless I had the exit door window right there. That'd be the other chance. But anyway.
Yeah.
By the way, I think it's fair to assume that in New York, Governor Cuomo's problems are getting much worse.
Yeah, now they're looking at whether or not something criminal happened, and quite honestly, I think it did.
Yeah.
You don't withhold information or skirt information when it's coming through official channels, and you never lie. If you're one branch, you just don't lie to another branch. That impeachment proceedings already aren't underway is kind of surprising to me. I'm glad there's an investigation by the DOJ. I think it's warranted. But I think the legislature in New York, and I don't care how grounded he is in the political system up there, and just because he knows where the bodies are buried, I really don't care. At least 15,000 people died because of a bad decision that he made, and he tried to cover it up. That's just as bad as anything that's happened in Washington.
Or worse.
Yeah,
or worse.
Yeah, there's 15,000 people dead. That's a pretty big oops.
Yeah. All righty. Well, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Frank Salvato from the Underground USA podcast and undergroundusa.com. By the way, you can also sign up for his daily sit rep that he puts out with the daily articles out there. We'll get into all of that when we come back here. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, To show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and welcome back to this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Moss Nissan. Now, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, and hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought a new Nissan. Now, it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, the Midwest, Canada, and even as far out as Arizona. Now, Moss Nissan just cannot be beat when it comes to price and customer service. It starts with Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, you cannot beat the selection at Moss with over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles and all the colors and accessories that you can think of, too. Clean trade-ins are commanding a great resale price, so take advantage and upgrade your ride now, or buy a certified pre-owned vehicle and get a great deal. Now, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military veterans, first responders, and pastors all get great care taking care of them. Now, don't forget, Nissan locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus the Nissan and Acura dealerships side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. Remember, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. And don't forget to check out the all-new Rogue 2, the hottest SUV on the market. Online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because when you do that, you're going to save even more money. All right. From the UndergroundUSA.com website, Frank Silvato is back with us. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Captain.
Now, we got to talk about this storm in Texas and what happened here. And I don't know why it took 6 days for Joe Biden to do something, and then he didn't do it right the first time. But with Texas in the South being slammed by a once-in-a-generation winter storm, you would expect the President of the United States to be intimately involved in the response, correct?
Well, let's put it this way. If it was a Republican president and he didn't react immediately, they would have been calling for his resignation like they did with George Bush and Katrina.
Right. And I don't mean just signing an emergency order either. I'm talking about after Hurricane Harvey, Donald Trump flew straight to Texas to meet with FEMA and show leadership of the situation. Even Barack Obama did the same thing following Hurricane Sandy when he went up there and they had that famous hug with Chris Christie, the then governor of New Jersey, and other natural disasters that happened during his two terms when he was president. But not only has Joe Biden not made any attempt to go to Texas until tomorrow, Tuesday, or anywhere in the South that was hit hard, he hasn't even given a public address in the situation, nor has he done a public appearance with FEMA officials back in D.C. In fact, he spent the first part of the week while the storm was hammering away playing Mario Kart at Camp David on a computer.
Yeah, there's his response to this, if the media was equitable, the public outrage about his lack of response to this would be through the ceiling. To say he's getting a pass on this is the understatement of the millennium. I mean, he nothing said the first day. Like you said, 6 days. You know, not only should have he been down there, you know, at least Bush did a flyover of Katrina. Of course, there was no place to land in the middle of the water, but sure, he did go down there, was in proximity to see it, mm-hmm, so he could see it firsthand. You don't go to Camp David. You just don't go to a retreat. I don't care if there is a command center there. You don't go to a retreat when something like this is happening to him. Not only just Texas, Matt, but a majority of the South.
That's right, 14 states. And here's the other thing.
You know,
go ahead.
No, I'm just going to say it. The media is really showing its behind here by not being immediately on him when people are freezing to death, literally.
Yeah, and we know that Biden didn't even sign the disaster declaration that covered all the counties that Governor Abbott requested in Texas. Now, I would ask why, but we all know that Biden is never made to answer any press questions, so I might as well just be pondering the great mysteries of the universe for the Star Wars crew.
Yeah, if I were someone who liked to theorize instead of looking at what has transpired in real time, I would say that it wasn't his decision.
Mm-hmm.
He's an old school Democrat. He's been in Washington for a long time because he knows you have to butter the bread on both sides. That was nothing more than a poke in the eye. That was an ideological kick in the groin by not giving the entire state of Texas an emergency disaster declaration, or at least the counties that the governor asked for.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't the time to play politics. That's exactly what happened. So the question is, who is the heartless cur who decided that that's the way it should be? It wasn't Biden, because he's a political old schooler. So it's time to start asking the question, who's pulling the strings in this administration? Because it's not Joe Biden.
Well, an educated guess would say Valerie Jarrett.
Yeah, she's been too quiet. And I've said this all along. She's been too quiet. She's been too quiet. You've got the same players in the band back on stage, but the conductor hasn't taken the podium. And I believe that's because the conductor is down in the shadows, still holding the baton.
Now, of course,
you know, there's these decisions are just too jaded and too calculated for Joe Biden, who's not scoring high score on Mario Kart or whatever that game was.
Mario Kart. Yeah. Now, of course, there's probably a real simple explanation for all of this. You know, Biden may just not be physically capable of traveling and making the public appearances necessary to be the president during this time. We've already seen Kamala Harris taking over duties that a vice president normally wouldn't touch at this point in the new administration. By the way, Biden is continually held under wraps, only allowed in public under the most scripted of settings. And I think most of us suspect that's not an accident, but a very purposeful strategy to hide whatever condition it is he's got, because in the end, this country needs a president, and we don't have much of one right now.
No, even the foreign media is starting to talk about his cognitive decline. And during the campaign, it happened so rapidly that, you know, if you were going to, again, if you were going to theorize, I'm not saying this is the case, but, you know, looking at the way he shuffles and the way that he is befuddled most of the time and confused with a lot of off hot mic statements, you know, it wouldn't be uncommon to think maybe he had a stroke or a TIA. Mm-hmm. During the campaign. It is a stressful thing. But they're kind of between a rock and a hard place, because if, in fact, they are trying to hide this, they can't send Kamala Harris down to Texas. Otherwise, it opens up questions to why is the vice president going and not the president?
Yeah.
So they've got to play this one fluid, otherwise the cat's out of the bag.
Yeah, but Joe will be there Tuesday because the weather will be warmer and he won't need to slip on the ice.
Well, you know, when you're moving somebody that is compromised, you can't just jump on the plane.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's there's a lot of logistics that have to happen when you have somebody who's in a bad way, if in fact it's a medical condition. Just from the way that he's walking, Matt.
Yeah.
You know, even somebody who's not medically trained is looking at the way that he shuffles.
Yeah.
And the way that he's confused, and they're saying something's not, I don't know what it is,
mm-hmm.
but something's not right.
Yep. Absolutely, positively true. But what do we know?
And wait for the White House to come out with saying that his doctor says he's 100%, because that's what they'll do.
Yeah, but what do we know? I mean, you were on an ambulance for a number of years. I was on an ambulance and a fire rescue truck, and I also went from EMT to paramedic. Well, actually, I started out as a certified first responder, then went to EMT, then went to paramedic, and you were what we call a paragod from the beginning.
Yeah, and, you know, unless his doctor is Dr. Kevorkian, I'm not sure he's 100%.
No. By the way, how about the teachers union head that says that their members would be comfortable in schools if certain regulations were followed? Really?
Boy, I didn't know that Randy was actually someone who got to make policy at that level. I thought she was just a union leader, and that's exactly what's happening in Chicago. The head of the teachers union there is now so arrogant. And I'm using that word all capital, bold, italicized, and underlined.
Mm-hmm.
So arrogant that she's starting to tell people what the regulations will and won't be. Otherwise, she's going to keep holding Chicago hostage. And what Lightfoot should do, and I don't think she will because she's kind of an idiot, what she should do is fire them all, just like Reagan did with the air traffic controllers.
Correct. Start over. You betcha. All right, well, here comes the music. I will be talking to you on Friday, so have yourself a great day.
Stay low, my friend.
All right, Frank Silvato, everybody, undergroundusa.com, undergroundusa.com. Go over there and check it out, all the great things that are over there. And, oh, by the way, when we come back, is there something just not right about Joe? Could be.
You're listening to Captain's America, Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United States has surpassed 500,000 COVID-19 deaths almost a year after the first was reported. The good news, fatalities have slowed dramatically. This week's daily average is almost 40% decrease from that of the previous week, as according to data compiled by Johns Hopkins University. Some 8.8 million people in Texas, about a third of the state's population, still has issues with their water supply as of Sunday evening. Millions of Texans are still being advised to boil water before using, though all power plants are now back online. Officials in Houston, Texas, the biggest city in the state, said water there was safe to use without boiling. The painting The Scream by Edvard Munch is the second most recognizable work of art ever created, right behind Leonardo da Vinci's Mona Lisa. Recently, curators announced text in the upper left corner of the masterpiece reads, "Could only have been painted by a madman," that has been authenticated to the artist. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pounde Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Two Guys Gun Shows. Now, Two Guys Gun Shows over at the weekend was over at Midreg Hall in Largo. They had a very good show, especially when I was there Saturday. Met a lot of people there, got a chance to shake some hands and put some faces to some names and all that, and it's always good. Very happy to see the listeners when they come out for something like that. And a lot of people, and I do mean a lot of people, were able to take advantage of some of those great prices and get not only ammunition, which I was surprised the ammunition lasted as long as it did, but to also get some guns at a reasonable price and whatnot. A lot of women were there again buying weapons, a lot of women, and that's always a good thing. So here's the deal. To find out more about Two Guys Shows and to sign up for the Concealed Carry class, which you can do during the week as well as at one of the gun shows, go to the website twoguysshows.com. That's twoguysshows.com. Now, the next show that they're going to have is going to be in Brooksville on March the 13th and 14th. I will be there on the 13th of March for that gun show at the Hernando County Fairgrounds, so hope to see you there. Now, don't need to remind anybody about where Joe Biden's going to be tomorrow, because there'll be a lot of media about it. They'll be playing it all up. Oh, Joe's on his way to Texas to sign the declaration or do whatever. It'll be something related to Texas. And, of course, all the politicians are going to be asking, at least the ones that are smart, are going to be saying, what took you so long? And we'll go from there. Now, I've got a story for you that you're going to just shake your head and go, what? So here it goes. Amid the Capitol riot, the FBI released the files from the investigation into Nancy Pelosi's father. Now, while the nation was riveted on the events at the U.S. Capitol, the FBI quietly released files from an urgent JFK-era investigation into Nancy Pelosi's father. Now, the files revealed an intense two-month investigation into Thomas D'Alessandro Jr., a Maryland politician who long served as a member of Congress and a mayor of Baltimore. Now, the investigation revealed allegations against D'Alessandro, according to a teletype from J. Edgar Hoover. How about that? Used a little diversion to sneak something out about Nancy's not-so-above-board father. The apple doesn't fall very far from the tree, does it? Unbelievable. Well, to be continued on that one. To be continued on that one. But it is what it is. Never say never in this business. Now, to step up a little bit and add a little something else to what Frank and I were talking about, we all know that Joe Biden didn't sign the disaster declaration that covered all of the counties that Texas Governor Greg Abbott requested. Now, in response to Biden's complete lack of a real public response by being quiet and not saying anything, we are just keeping an eye on his low-key approach. The media is saying, oh, that's a good thing. That's a really good thing, his low-key approach. Really? Okay. Well, try to imagine a world for a second in which Donald Trump, George W. Bush, or any other Republican president sat quietly for over a week in regards to a major natural disaster that had seen dozens of people die and tens of millions of people lose power and access to necessities like, oh gosh, water, only lifting a finger to sign a lacking emergency order that didn't include all the people involved. Would the media be praising them for their low-key approach? I think not. I think not. Because somebody forgot to mention that Joe Biden is not just the president of Delaware or D.C. or the Northeast. And he's shown zero leadership in this instance. And you folks that are listening to me right now in Texas, you can't let this one go. You can't let this one go. You need to be on your A game and see to it that they remember in November in Texas, not only this year, but next year too. And of course, we'll see where this all goes, because as we talked about, Frank and myself, we do have, I suppose in name only, the third term of Barack Obama. But just as Frank and I were talking about, the person running the administration is not Barack Obama, it's Valerie Jarrett. Valerie Jarrett. You haven't heard a word out of her, have you? Not a word. But she's still in Obama's basement doing what she's doing, running the command center there. And think about this for a second. You've got people out there that are trying very hard to make it look like we have a very hard-working and intelligent president that's out there doing all the things that he's supposed to be doing. Well, not exactly. Not exactly. By the way, USA Today reports that a new poll by Suffolk University shows that most people have missed the shift of Trump voters away from Fox News and into the hands of Newsmax and One America News Network, the two news outlets that are only 6 years old, but in fact, in a short time, have managed to greatly improve their standing in conservative circles. Now, this poll found that amongst the Trump voters, 34% trusted Fox News the most, followed by 17% for Newsmax, 9% for One America News Network, and the other networks at 3% or less. But here's where the rubber meets the road. 20% of the U.S. voters, or 30 million Americans, watch Newsmax regularly, compared to 40% who tune into Fox News. Now, while insurgent Newsmax is ranked as the second leading news source for the conservatives after Fox, it's grown very quickly in the last few months. And the poll also showed that the Newsmax viewers are much more solidly pro-Trump than Fox News. So how about that? Newsmax is making some great strides when it comes to what's going on. And I'm not surprised. And by the way, there are some there are some Fox people who are over there at Newsmax. Maybe a few more coming, huh? We'll see. But they're putting together a pretty good slate of people, and I think that's great. I think that's great. By the way, Eric chimed in. What did he say here? Eric said the BLM faction is running the government, not Jim Crow Joe. Anyone want a bet of sweet tea with lemon that all those kids will not have been, that have not been to school, get passed on to the next grade? Huh. Okay. We'll see how that works out, Eric. But here's the other thing. When it comes to the schools and what Frank just said about the teachers union, that's all true. Because yesterday they had the teachers union president on television talking about what they would and what they wouldn't do when it came time to go back into the schools. And it's just not going to work the way the people think it's going to. And in Chicago, in particular, what's going on in Chicago right now borders on being criminal because they face a nightmare as Illinois is pushing the progressive politic agenda while school grades are continuing to drop drastically in the state of Illinois. Goodness sakes. All right. Hold the fort. I'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch as Patrick Hyland from the Sports Zone will be coming right up. We're going to see what he has to offer. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am Captain Matt Bruce, and we are here with Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback. We'll get to him in a minute, but right now I got to tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor, down in Sarasota. Now, they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road, and all their blinds and shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer too, and Dominic's, unlike the big box stores, will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Stop by and see Jill and gang in the store, and remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call at 941-922-2345. Now, Patrick Hyland is with us. Mr. Sports Zone Guy, good morning.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. Always a pleasure to talk to you on a beautiful Monday morning here in Florida. But filling for our friends across the country. Hopefully this
cold
weather will dissipate.
I got a question for you. We just found this out, and I did not know this. Tom Brady posted a tweet yesterday, and here's what he said. So, what am I supposed to do for the next 5 months? He got a couple of answers. He got some interesting responses, including one from Curt Schilling, the former World Series champion. Curt said, same thing you've done for 21 years. Get ready to win your eighth, and by succeeding, create even more haters. This nation has an aversion to sustained success. They love the underdog. But the underdog becomes the titan.
It is amazing how that happens. Kirk Schilling's pretty sharp guy. He should be in the Hall of Fame, by the way, Captain. But they're keeping him out because of some of his views.
And, he should have been a congressman. He had a chance to run for Congress, and he wouldn't do it. And they certainly would have voted him in out there in Arizona.
Yeah, I guess he just doesn't want to get into it every single day. But the guy has some strong convictions and does the right things for the right reasons and then gets chastised for it. I don't understand it. What you do on the field is what should get you in the Hall of Fame, and that should be the end of it. I don't know why we have to do these other extracurricular activities to get into the Hall of Fame. But
well, I don't think he said anything out of line. And, oh, by the way, speaking of Hall of Fame, apparently Cam Newton got into a real heated exchange with a young heckler at a football camp over the weekend.
Yeah, well, people are going to pick on Cam because he had a terrible year up there in New England. He left Carolina not with the greatest reputation. And we'll see if he's going to be a starting quarterback in the National Football League this year. We discussed that on the Sports Zone yesterday on the Fine Station. And we're going to see what happens there. But, hey, on some good news, Captain, about Christopher Bell of the Joe Gibbs Racing Team.
Yes, sir. Car number 20.
I'm real happy for him. A lot of people don't know this, but Joe Gibbs started in Tampa Bay as an offensive coordinator, and he was instrumental in getting Doug Williams to become successful and then win the Super Bowl up in Washington, D.C. So Joe became a great head coach up in D.C., but he started here in Tampa Bay. So I'm glad to see his racing team is doing well. He's been a very successful businessman, great leader, great motivator. So that's a pretty wild transition, head football coach to head racing man, Captain, to say the least.
By the way, speaking of basketball, just for a second, I would rather watch college basketball any day of the week than ever see another pro game, period. And we had a little game this week with, let's see, Syracuse and Notre Dame.
Yes, they came back for 20 points down, Syracuse did, to beat Notre Dame in the second half. They just came out and pressed them and said, we're going to come win this game. And Jim Boeheim's son, Buddy, played well for his dad. Loves Syracuse. And you know that area up there, very tight-knit community.
I know Coach Boeheim. I met him when I was in the fire service up there. And I used to be at the Manly Fieldhouse before they had the Carrier Dome. And then I was later at the Carrier Dome. That's what I did part of my part-time work to make a little extra money as a fire marshal. And those guys, Boeheim was just, he's a legend. What can I tell you? He's a legend.
Yes. He is. Mm-hmm. He's done great. He's motivated a lot of men. He's got a lot of kids to graduate. He's a big proponent of that. Syracuse will be playing Duke tonight, Captain.
So yeah.
That'll be a great game after, after the Notre Dame game. Yeah, so that's kind of neat. Syracuse, two big games back-to-back here. But they can do Duke. They got the momentum now. So we'll see what happens there. A lot of people looking forward to March Madness, myself included. March Madness and some spring training baseball.
I'm looking forward to baseball. I'll tell you what, because baseball, we're gonna have some fun. We're going to have people in the stands. Don't know how many quite yet, but we're going to have people in the stands.
Which is great. And they're talking about letting people in the stands. Even out in California now, Captain, they're talking about at the Santa Anita racetrack, letting people in and watch the horses run. So maybe we're going to start waking up here get back to some normalcy.
Well, so we had someone yesterday, one of the medical people, or I think it might have been John's. Somebody did. I won't say for sure because I don't remember which one it was. But they said we're going to have herd immunity by mid-April.
Let's hope so, because it's time.
Yeah, because all the cases are dropping way off.
And that's fantastic. You know, I want everybody to get well and do well and get businesses getting running and getting sports back to where it is. And we got to unite as a nation, Captain, to say the least. And I think sports can do that in a lot of ways. And that's why I love sports so much. And I know a lot of other people feel the same way. Last but not least, hockey, was in full strength here. Lightning had to fly from Texas out to Carolina and play because they couldn't play out there because of the crazy snowstorms out there.
Yeah, well, I got some news for you.
Yes, sir.
Who was the former coach of the Auburn Tigers?
Are we talking about Gus Malzahn?
Yeah, and where is he? Yeah, where's he now gone?
University of Central Florida.
Wow. I mean, so, wow on that one.
Yeah. Well, him and Auburn just didn't see eye to eye, so he's going out to Central Florida, the head coach from there, for another gig, and God bless Todd Heupel, and Scott Foss went from UCF back to his alma mater, Nebraska. There's just a lot of shakeups in college football. Look at the NFL with the head coaches. A lot of carousel going on there, too, Captain. So,
we still got people in the mix, though, that we don't know where they're going, right?
That's correct, sir. So it's going to be very interesting to see how things, you know, shuffle out these next several months before the NFL season starts. And with baseball, pretty much everything's intact now, except where the Toronto Blue Jays are going to be playing their games until this thing does get human herd immunity. Then I'm sure they'll be back in Canada playing.
All right. Well, we will talk to you on Friday if I don't see you tomorrow.
Sounds great. Thanks, Captain. God bless. And God bless everybody else.
All right. Patrick Hyland. And by the way, here is what he does for his day job, so to speak, and get some information, and here it comes.
Right. Hey, everybody, it's the captain, and I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland, and he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. I can help get folks 144 put back in their checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
There you go, Patrick Hyland. And by the way, you veterans that are out there, if you got some problems and you need some help getting your benefits, veterans benefits, Patrick can help you out there, too. He's done that for a lot of different veterans, and he's just an all-around good guy when it comes to that sort of stuff. So there you go. And good morning, George the Godfather. Hey, how about that? George the Godfather is chiming in today. Appreciate that, and hope you're having a great day there, George. Stay out of trouble. I know it's difficult. And Eric, the same goes for you there, Mr. Eric. Stay out of trouble over there. I know it's difficult, but you'll have to try. And good morning to Jeff. Good morning to Major Mac. Good morning to Lynn up in Cape Cod. Good morning to Greg over in Orlando. Good morning to Natalie in Bradenton. Good morning to Christine in Sarasota. And good morning to, good morning to Karen over in Pinellas Park. So there you go. And, of course, LJ up in Minnesota. We appreciate all of you tuning in and chiming in and opining in and making your comments known to the world, or at least to me anyway, so I can acknowledge you. Now, don't forget, coming up today, we're going to see where life takes us with some of this other stuff. And, oh, by the way, tomorrow, one of my special guests starting tomorrow, the second and fourth Tuesday of the month, will be Amanda Mackey, the attorney and GOP strategist that worked with the Trump campaign up in Wisconsin, because Brooke is going to go to the first and third Tuesday of the month, and Amanda will do the second and fourth Tuesday of the month. But tomorrow, we're going to talk about the 10th Amendment and the Convention of States and how all of that plays into what may or may not be happening in the not-too-distant future in the United States, for the states to take back more control over their own destiny. I'll be back tonight, so have yourself a great day. God bless.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.